I just kind of, you know, just, I guess I was kind of hoping, and, you know, just for the fact that I'd been considered there, of course, you always want to go. And, you know, I called, my agent called me actually about 11 in the morning, and I'm still asleep. And he called and asked me if I heard anything, and I'm like, man, I'm just waking up. You're the first person to call me. And he said, nah, you're on the team. So I just started laughing. You know, that was my first reaction. I had nothing to say. It was just, like, overwhelming. Just, you know, started laughing. He just laughed at me.
Now, was your agent jumping up and down like Brian Giles probably was? He made, like, $1 million over the next 2 years because he made the All-Star team.
Yeah, he was up and down. You know, he was like, man, this is real big. You know, it'll get your name out there a little more. And I was like, well, you know, let's make something happen. You know, I've got to go out here and still win and still play good. You know, All-Star, you know, if I don't do anything on top of that, it's going to be, you know, like a did he deserve to go type of deal. You know, I just want to make sure that, you know, now from here on out that I make sure that I deserve to go.
Now, Jimmy, I think you might have stepped around that question, so I'll just flat out ask you. Did you get a big fat bonus for making this All-Star team?
Oh, no, not that I know of.
No big large cash coming in?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, your agent.
No, not that I know
of. Oh, okay. Well, maybe they can work on that. Maybe somebody will give you one out of the goodness of their hearts. I've seen teams do that before.
Well, hopefully. That'll be nice.
All right, Jimmy. Now that you made the team, now the tough part. Now you got to come up with passes for all your family members.
I know. I was just calling Frank this morning, letting him know what's on the deal. My mother called. She was like, you know, everyone's trying to come up there. I'm like, Mom, I can't make that happen.
You know who you got to? You got to hit up Tony Bernazard from
Tony
from the Players Association. He always has a big pack in his lapel.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he's guy you got to hit up.
Now, okay. See, this is Dibs helping you out.
This is
your first time there. Give you a little insight.
I know you only get like two passes and stuff, but
exactly.
You got to know the right people.
Okay.
So go to the Players Association.
And I wrote that down.
All right. Tony Bernazard.
So what kind of reaction did you get from your teammates?
Well, they were just happy to congratulate me, you know, and they said I deserved it. And then after that, a couple guys started calling me All-Star. I guess they forgot my name, you know, and I have to keep telling them, no, my name is Jimmy, you know. Well, they like, well, you better acknowledge me when I call you All-Star. I'm like, man, I don't know. My name is Jimmy. I was named James growing up, and everybody else called me Jimmy, and, you know, that'll be fine. And, you know, they're just joking me now, but I think they enjoy it.
Well, you've obviously had a great first half of the season, which is much different, really, from the first couple of months last season when you were struggling a little bit with the batting average. You recovered and had a great season in the minors at the end last year. Mm-hmm. What's the big difference? Did a light switch just go on for you? Did you just get hotter, or what has been the difference?
I mean, just aside from the game, I've been able to relax. You know, I'm here. I don't have to worry about trying to get here anymore. You know, that pressure's off. Now I'm just going out and, you know, doing what I was blessed with, and that's, you know, being a contact hitter, get on base, steal bags, and play defense. And, you know, doing that every day up here, I think it's a lot easier than down there because I don't have to prove that I need that I should be at the next level because I'm at the top. I can't get any higher than this. Now, like I said, it's just going out there and having fun. You know, I got the great support cast around me, rolling at third, and, you know, Marlon Turner up the middle, and, you know, we got a beautiful new turf down in a veteran stadium, and the ball plays real well off of that. So, I mean, I have nothing to complain about.
Does it help you or hurt you that Larry Bowie used to play the position and he's your manager?
Neither for the most part. You know, I go out there and he hits me ground balls every day and we joke a lot. But, you know, in where areas that it will help is just for the fact if I do something wrong or maybe I play a ball wrong or something I could have did in a position, cut a ball off to keep a double play in order, whatever the situation may be. He'll be the first one. You know, I'm off the field before I get in the dugout. He's standing right there waiting on me.